From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A doctor who used to work at a Bronx hospital returned with a rifle hidden under his white lab coat and opened fire Friday, killing one person and wounding six others before taking his own life. The gunman, identified as Dr. Henry Bello, fatally shot himself after trying to set himself on fire at Bronx Lebanon Hospital. Bello was allowed to resign from the hospital in 2015 amid sexual harassment allegations, according to two law enforcement officials, but didn't know further details. A gunfire broke out at 2:50 p.m. today inside the hospital, drawing police cars and fire trucks to the scene and sending officers onto the roof with their guns drawn as people inside were hiding. The U.S. implemented new travel restrictions Thursday, requiring visa applicants from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen to have bona fide relationships in the U.S. to be admitted to the country. Travel at major airports in places like Washington and Los Angeles appeared to continue smoothly. Wydad Hassan, a Yemeni-American with family overseas, says the current screening process is already rigorous.
People usually wait an average of 2 to 3 years minimum, and it can go up to 4 to 6 years for some people. So it's a very rigorous process for family members already. So I don't see how this travel ban is helping anybody.
Previously scheduled visa application appointments will not be canceled, administration officials said, but all new applicants would need to prove their relationship to a family member or business in the U.S. in addition to passing additional screening. Any refugee who can prove a relationship to a family member in the U.S. may be allowed entry. Follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News.